As many of you know, during the week I am a postal carrier. If you received the wrong mail, it was not me. I don't work in this area. It wasn't me. I deliver all kinds of, especially coming now this season, where people lose the reason for the season and they get lost in everything else. Every so often I get the privilege to deliver something that is awesome. It's not express mail. It is not certified. I get to deliver the Word of God. Oh, boy, Pastor, thank you so much. I honor the Lord for my salvation, for the forgiveness of my sins. I give honor to my wife, Gina, who is here with me. I give honor to my pastors who are here with me and to all those ministers that are among us and to the visitors. We thank you for being here. Hallelujah. There's no better place to be. You know, we may go to heaven before the service is over. Are you okay with that? Are you okay if you won't make it to work tomorrow because today the Lord took us to heaven? They're going to have to find somebody else to work for you. Glory, I don't know where I'm going with that, but I'm just being obedient. Hallelujah. November 19th. 2017, around almost a year ago today, I had the privilege of speaking here on the topic, When God Steps In. When God Steps In. A few months ago, a few weeks ago, in fact, October 6th, I was honored to preach or to bring a talk to the men of this church on the topic, When Men Break Free. When men break free. This morning, by the grace of God, I'd like to challenge you on the topic, when the church steps up. Say, steps up. When the church steps up. Father God, it is so important that you increase and I decrease this morning. That, Lord, you bring a word to every single heart here this morning for those who don't know you, Lord. I pray that today would be the day of salvation for their lives. And for us who know you, Lord, that we would be encouraged, we'd be reinforced, and we'd be strengthened by your word, oh God. Your word is truth, and we don't ask blessing. It is already blessed, but we are blessed to hear. And those who deliver him, we pray in Jesus' name, and all of God's people say, amen, amen, amen. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. I'm going to read some verses that I know we have heard many times before. We may even have them memorized. Oh, yeah, I know that verse. Because these are verses that come back to us, and God has a word once again from the same verse. So let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. I'm glad he called us out of something and into something. He called us out of darkness and into his light. Once you were, say were. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, and you know you and I needed some mercy long ago. And we still may need some mercy, hallelujah to God. But now you have received mercy. When the church steps up. I read from Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 and on. But what about you? This is a question posed by Jesus Christ. But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? Oh boy, I would love to have Jesus walk around here and ask, get in your face and say, hey, what about you? Who do you say I am? I know what they say I am, but who do you say I am? That is what God or Jesus is posing this question today. Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. He got it right. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, or in Greek is Petros, meaning pebble. Peter, you are a pebble. You are a pebble, and on this rock, Petra, Greek Petra, which means foundation stone. You can't be a pebble and a foundation stone at the same time. Somebody's got to be a pebble, and someone is a foundation stone. Peter is the pebble. Who is the foundation stone? Jesus. My God, let's get that one right. Petra, foundation stone. I will build my church. Jesus says, I will build my church belonging to me. This is my, it's not your work, it's my work. The verse in the Bible says, he who began the good work, that is Jesus who began the good work in you and me. I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, again Greek, meaning the place of the dead. The place of the dead, that's what Hades means, will not overcome it. In other words, death is always trying to overcome us. But even death cannot overcome the church of Christ. Even death cannot come against the church. Hallelujah to God. All glory to the Lord. Will not overcome it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Because you have made this confession, I will give you keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You know that Disneyland in California and Disney World in the Magic Kingdom have a tour. They have a tour where they can actually take you behind the walls and behind the rides, and they give you a detail. I mean, not everyone goes back in there, but they let you see and they take you on a tour. I think it's a 2-hour tour. I don't know if anyone here has gone on that tour. Do you know what they call that tour? The keys to the kingdom. Oh, that preaches, Pastor. They call it, it's a place where not everyone can go to. It's a place where you could see the background. And God wants to take us in with the keys to the kingdom. He wants to take us into a place where not everyone goes. Not everyone can go. There's been a price paid, and that is the blood of Jesus. Not everyone has claimed that price. So not everyone can go behind the scenes and see the workings of God. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom. The church consists of people, not buildings. It consists of people. Fellowship, worship, and ministries are conducted by people, not a building. While the church building makes an easier role for God's people, and I have to underscore that because we're looking forward to that building. We look forward to that building. But that building will facilitate. Remember, that building would make it easier for us to do the work of the Lord. Because the role of God's people is fulfilled in it. It is fulfilled when the church steps up to fulfill it. I don't think you're listening to me. Once again. While the church building makes it easier for the role of God's people, the church building does not fulfill it. It is fulfilled when the church steps up to fulfill it. Okay, we could have a big church and not fulfill the calling of God in our lives. God will give us a big church. He will give us the facilities. But He wants us to step up into His calling. To step up into what He wants us to do in that building. The opposite of stepping up is stepping down. Oh, glory to God. This morning is a shout out. Not to step down, but to step up. What? Becoming the church God sees. Becoming the church God sees. Oh, hallelujah to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. One of the meanings of stepping up is to increase. To step up means to augment or to advance, especially by one or two steps. It means to advance, to increase, to augment. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "And we with unveiled faces." Nothing is hiding here, folks. People of God with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, not ours. The glory cannot be ours. God will not share, the Bible says, His glory with anyone. He won't share His glory. So we reflect, we're mirrors, we reflect the glory of the Lord. We're being, it says, reflecting the Lord's glory, are being transformed. The word trans means going from one place to another. We're being transformed into what? Into His likeness with ever increasing glory. We're not being transformed so we can look good ourselves. We're being transformed into the likeness of Jesus. Oh, come on, church. Looking into the likeness of ever increasing glory. Another version says from glory to glory to glory. Which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. And that is why, church, when we speak of a people, that explains why we say we don't go to church. We are the church. We are the church. But what is it? The church is not a single person. Forgive me for pointing at you, Pastor. The church is not a single person. There's history records of churches being built on single persons. History is replete of churches, of buildings, of movements, of cults built on a single person. 900 people will commit suicide built on a single person. 46 people in San Francisco will commit suicide built on a person. How many people have been deceived, built on a person? This is why we need to build on Christ the solid rock. He will not share His church with anyone, His glory. The church is not a single person. It is not a group of identical, perfect people. If you came in to look for a perfect person, you're in the wrong place. For we are made up of people who need the Lord. As the old song says, people need the Lord. People need the Lord. The church is not a building or a program or activities. The church is not Christian entertainment. You won't hear the song here, "Let us entertain you, let us make you smile." You won't hear that song here, for we are not here to entertain, but to bring forth the glory of Almighty God. To bring forth the word of the Lord to our lives. If they see me, they won't get anywhere. But if they see the Lord, they will make it from here to glory. Oh, glory to Jesus. When the church stands up, it understands its purpose. A church that steps up understands its purpose. Rick Warren spoke of that. He wrote about that years ago in his book, The Purpose-Driven Church. I understand from the writing that your church that steps up to a worship life. Oh, church, we've got to get a worship. We got to step up into a worship life. Oh, you've got to learn how to worship in the car. You've got to learn how to worship in your van. You got to learn how to worship in your truck. You got to worship how to learn how to worship all alone. Every chance you get, we say, "Oh Lord, I know you're with me." You know, before that English guy ever sang, "Stay with me." Oh, I used to make that prayer, "Stay with me, Lord." And in the middle of the day, in the middle of this, God, just stay with me. And sometimes I pull over, and maybe you've been through that, and I can't drive anymore because I can't see because my eyes are watered up because the glory of God has filled that place. And I don't want to leave there. Oh, the church that steps up into worship, into a worship life that is being in the presence of God. The church that steps up into ministry. Steps up into ministry, what we do for others inside and outside of these walls. Inside and outside of these walls. In the next few, if you haven't heard, if you haven't been here long enough, in the next few weeks, the next few months, the next few years, that undoubtedly there will be a place, something we could do for the community that we live in. There was always something. This is one thing I appreciate. We're building lunches. We're putting shoe boxes together. We're doing something. We're ministering to the community. Oh, the church that steps up is ministry. But the church that steps up also steps up into evangelism. Because it understands that we are here to win the lost at any cost. We are here to win the lost. So we step up into evangelism. The church that steps up to into incorporating believers into the fellowship. This is why we have baptism in water. Because it is a testimony of an incorporation, of coming in. Not an organization on paper. You know, a few years ago, it was so important to have that card. That card that says, "I'm a card carrying." But no, you got to have a little seal on your heart pressed there by the power of God himself. That says, "I am a soul winner. I am a believer in the Lord." The church that steps up makes other disciples. Makes other followers of Christ. Even if it's one at a time. Even if it's one at a time. God may be calling you to mentor not many, but to mentor one. To talk to one. To disciple one. And this is God being glorified as the body of Christ. Let us spend some time in the word that Jesus read publicly. And I want to read this with you. He read this publicly in the New Testament about himself. He read the Old Testament, but we see Jesus speaking this in the New Testament that clearly reminds us what a church that steps up looks like. What does it look like? We go to Isaiah 61. Isn't that something? How in the New Testament, how today in 2018, we go to Isaiah to see what the church looks like. And many of you preachers and those who have spoken the word, you know where we're going with this. But we're going to be reminded again what the church that steps up looks like. Isaiah 61 verse 1. "For the Spirit of the Sovereign God is on me." The Spirit of the Sovereign God is on me, is on us. The church that steps up is that church that is anointed, that has allowed the Spirit of God to rule, to come upon us. Do not be afraid of the Spirit of God to come upon your life. You're afraid of what else it says. It says, "Because the Lord has anointed me." Why? Why would the Lord anoint me? He anoints me to preach good news. to preach good news. Pastor Joey, Pastor, does that mean to get behind the pulpit? No, that's not what it means. It means to bring good news to somebody. Look around you. Somebody needs a piece of good news. You don't have to look too hard to see someone who wants a piece of good news. Tomorrow morning, I am guaranteed that when I walk into work, in the first 5 minutes, I will hear bad news. There's too much work. There's too much to do. My head hurts. I wish I were home. I hate this place. You get it all. You get all this bad news. I said, my God, help me. Help me. So we need to preach good news to the poor. Does that mean poor literally? No. No. Some people are poor in spirit. Many are poor morally. Remember, many are poor in their hearts. Many are poor because they lack the energy. They lack inspiration from God. They lack a word of the Lord. He has sent me to bind up those who are brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives and release from darkness from the prisoners. Is that too much for us? Not if we're anointed by the sovereign God. Get it right. Do not go out there preaching and try to liberate someone without the anointing of the Lord on your life. You gotta hide yourself in the tabernacle of God, in the presence of God, and say, God, anoint me for this day. I'm going out there into the mission field when I leave this place. Anoint me that if it's my turn to speak for you, that I will speak word from you. That if it's my turn to speak for you, I will speak from you. Hallelujah. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of God. To comfort all who mourn. There is grief all around us. Someone is grieving and mourning something. Someone. There's loss so many places. People are losing homes. People are losing relationships. People are losing their health. People are grieving at this very moment. And they need a word from God to bring them out of that. To say, it's going to be all right. The Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. Oh, bless the Lord God. To comfort all who mourn and to provide those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty. Now notice the word instead. It's a contrast word. One of those words that take you from one place to another. Transitional. It says to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, oil of gladness instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will, and when they've arrived, when they get this praise going on, when they get this gladness going on, when they get this crown of beauty going on, they are called the oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Oh, we have to step up into what God is calling us this morning. This is the church that steps up. Every believer has a role in the church. Step up. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, each of us has a part of the one body of Christ. Some of us are Jews. Some of us are Gentiles. Some of us are slaves. Some are free. Some are from Puerto Rico. Some are from the Dominican Republic. Some are from New York and Jersey. Some are from Haiti. Some are from Guyana. Some are from Tobago. Some are from Jamaica. Some are from Nigeria. Some are from South Africa. Well, you get it, right? We're all from somewhere. But the Holy Spirit has fitted us together, hallelujah, into one body. Into one body. We may be from a different place. We may come from a different background. We may talk a little differently. We may eat a little differently. Come in a couple of weeks and you'll know what we're meaning by that. We all, our taste buds a little different, but the Holy Spirit fits us together. Doesn't matter what color or where we're coming from. Oh, this is a little heaven on here. If you can't get used to this, you won't get used to heaven. Hallelujah. You know, there's a preacher said in heaven, they'll know that what color you are. They'll know from where you are. Because it says they came from where? From all nations. How do you appear from all nations? How do you know in heaven that we're from all nations? Oh, hallelujah. There's gonna be a little dance from all nations. I cannot wait to see the dancing going on in heaven. I cannot wait to see the songs in heaven. There's gonna be all kinds of songs in heaven. All kinds of praise in heaven. And the angels will stand back and say, hey, sing me that reggae song. Send me that song, I Know Who I Am. You see, the angels can't sing that song. They can't identify with who we are. See, these are songs that come from the redeemed, from the people who have been through something, from the people who have been to the mountain of the call the cross, and we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We have a new song, hallelujah. I don't know where I'm going with that, but there you are, hallelujah. We are from different places, but the Holy Spirit has fitted us together into one body. Every believer has a significant contribution to make. Every one of us has a significant contribution to make. Step up. Every believer encourages each other. Step up. Step up with the spirit of prayer. You can step up with the glory of God. You can step up filled with His Word. Fill us, filled with your Word. Step up into the Word of God. When the enemy says you can't do it, tell him, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When the enemy says, you have no talent, tell him that God will meet all my needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. When the enemy tells you, you are too shy, you are too timid, tell him, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Get filled. Step up into the Word of God. When the enemy tells you, you're not strong enough, tell him, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I fear? Oh, come on. Step up into this. The journey that steps up, the church that steps up, know who they are. We know who we are. First Peter, again, I read that portion of scripture we started with. But you are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood, a holy nation. Oh, glory to God. A people belonging to God. Belonging to God. You know, that's how we make it day after day, because we belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. That you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Repeat after me. I know who I am. I know who I am. Oh, the Bible is replete with who we are as a people. So much that we can step up as a church today. This morning we can leave here knowing that we are children of God. That we are friends with Christ. We know that we are loved by God the Father. We know that we have been redeemed and justified. And if anything, we have the peace of God that surpasses understanding. He died for us. We have been freed from the sin of power. I am forever freed from condemnation. Oh, glory to Jesus. And finally, I am blessed with every spiritual blessing. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing. This church that steps up knows who we are. Father God, I thank you for your word this morning. Oh, glory to Jesus. I know who I am. And because I know who I am, because we know who we are, as a church, we could step up and be counted and affect the world and impact the world around us and not let the world change us. But this morning, we could become world changers. World changers. World changers. With your head bowed and your eyes closed. God is calling us to step up this morning. Says, I have never been challenged. Someone says, I've never felt good enough. I've never felt strong enough. I've never felt smart enough. Brother Torres, maybe I should let someone else do this. I'm advanced in age. But this morning, God is calling each and every one of us to step up as a church and do his calling and do his bidding. He will provide the strength we need. He will provide the guidance that we need. But until then, as we face that challenge this morning, know who you are. Know who you are in Christ Jesus.